En beter en beter. Nou, daar mijn maal van bezig. Meme zei u gaif, aloha bezig. Meme zei u gaif, en wanneer is hij liable? Ben zo en morgen. Michel gaat haar team er bosser, want hij dus measure. Meet vies de gaat hij log in een betalki. En drink a half a log measure of wine in the Italian measure. Heb je een mona, actually, the thing is Italian wine. Sorry, Italian wine. Rabbi Bartanura. Rabbi Yossi Mer Mona Bosar.
I never understood that requirement.
It has to be an Italian wine? It has to be Meshubach. It's the Meshubach. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Mer Mona Bosar Velogyain. This is the double the amount. Achab Chaburus Mitzvah, if he ate it as part of a mitzvah. Achab Yibur Chodesh, if he ate it by his mitzvah. These disgusting things, but which are not kosher. Achol davreshu mitzvah, but davreshu aver. He ate anything which is a mitzvah, anything which is aver. Achol kol machol, if he ate any foodstuff, lo achol basa, but he didn't eat meat. Shas chamashke, he drank any beverage. Lashol sam, but he didn't drink any wine. Inonasa bar ben samar, he's not going to see ben samar, achi achol basa, vishnei, until he eats meat and drinks wine. Shema says, zolel v'save. Zolel v'save means refreshing and guzzling. Right, meat and wine. While being shein rai l'davar, even though there's no explicit etymological derivation of that, there's a zeh l'davar, there's an allusion to that. Elsewhere in Tanakh, al ti b'sovei yain, do not be by those who make themselves drunk by wine, but zolei b'asolam are those who fresh meat for themselves. Om Rabbi Yossi said, tartimer is a chati litro. Rabbi Yossi said, a tartimer is a half a liter, because Tanakama is the exact same, is half of the measures of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Period. He's only liable if he eats it partially baked or partially roasted, which is like a ganav eats it. How so? Ochel chayav if he eats it raw kelavu. He's a dog. He's not a man. He's not a ben soramor. Can't be a man soramor. Ochel lush if he eats it fully cooked. Barnashu is a settled, civilized individual, and civilized individuals don't become ben soramor. It has to be the eats a derech in a ganeva. Ochel asukim, right? Rare, okay. Very un-Jewish, right? It's right. Rare. Okay. Achol asukim. If he ate the cartilages, mao, what's the story? Is that considered to be meat or not? Gitim arakim, soft sinews, mao, what's is that meat or not? Yochama nimna lehem, Rabbi Yochan says, vis-a-vis korn pesach, they can be, somebody's kezais and korn pesach can be made up of these soft sinews and of this cartilage. Rabbi Shimon Logan Shemar Einim Nelim. Rabbi Shimon Logan says that the kankah is a poor part of Korn Pesach vis-a-vis the kuzayis of being Korn Pesach. Rabbi Yaga Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yisdiya said it's about Rabbi Yaga Vish Lokish. We find a similar machlokas Rabbi Yaga Vish Lokish, but it seems to contradict this one. The thing that we learned over there, Elu Shor Hosein Kibsaret. These are the animals whose flesh is like, whose hide is like their flesh. So on that, Rabbi Yaga Vish said, or is that Loshano El Isser Ulatuma? This hide, which is said is like flesh, is only vis-a-vis the prohibition of eating and vis-a-vis the tumor involved in eating it. Well, the coast low, but there's no flogging involved, because it's not true meat. Shalokam Rebbe Shatima Shana Rebbe. Shalok says an explicit Mishnah by Rebbe, Ben Isser Ben Lutuma. It should be also Ben Lilkos. It's also in terms of Isser and Tuma and Malkos. All this hide of these animals enumerated there is like flesh. So Mechava she thought it should be Rabbi Yochanan. It said there's a contradiction Rabbi Yochanan. Tamru avila basa. There, but by the Korn Pesach, he says that the sinews and soft and cartilage are considered the soft sinews and cartilage are considered to be flesh, right? But he doesn't make the hide like flesh. What's the difference? Shani Tamon, there it's different by the hide shoe or the sofa actual, since it's leather and it's going to become tough. So therefore, since it's eventually going to become tough, it never has the status of flesh even when it's still soft, as opposed to the stuff which is never going to become tough, like cartilage and soft sinew, that it can be considered to be full meat. Okay? So Coach K. Machabashita Sarishan Lakish. There's only a contradiction in Shemblokish. Mata mancha sovel akshos. If there by the hide, where eventually it's going to become tough, whoever lobos makes the hide considered like meat, Kach, Eitzavah, here where the cartilage and soft tissues are still not going to become tough ever, Koshke, it really should be considered to be part and parcel of the flesh. So Rebbe said, you know what can I do? Time of the Rebbe Shimon Lucky, should be logic, Rebbe Shimon Lucky, it's not necessarily based on logic, it's based on apostle. It says eat the meat, that means the logidim, not the cartilage. So he learns the cartilage is not part and parcel of the legitimate portion of carbon pesach. But you can get flogged for it if you eat it. You just can't be yotze carbon pesach with it. Okay? Says more further, achal b'chaburos mitzvah. If you ate as part and parcel of a chabur, which is doing a mitzvah, achal b'chodesh, you ate as part and parcel of a leap month, the termination of leap month. That's all called for a mishnah. Now we say why they let you look. His parents should afflict him. He doesn't listen to their voice. Top of as opposed to this individual, this lad who shomea because he's listening not to his father in earth, but he's listening to his father who art in heaven. And that's why he's. Eating this stuff, you know, it's stolen, but since it's kind of the bar mitzvah, so that's considered to be, you know, even though the mitzvah is not biyotzi, because mitzvah above avera, but it's enough to take away the stigma of not listening to anybody, because here he's listening at least to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Even though his parents are not listening, he's listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That's an unusual expression. I don't recall seeing that before.
Of Yisrael
Shemayim? Yeah.
I don't remember it either. It's a good question.
Sounds like the Lord's Prayer, you know,
Mahapil.
Is that
what
it sounds?
Yeah. Well, we have Avinu Malkeinu,
Yeah, but not Avinu
Malkeinu. It's in the prayer for the state of Israel.
That's also an unusual prayer. I don't hear that too often.
Okay. Okay. All right, Yochanan. Yochanan said, you don't know it by heart?
I know, well, beginning,
yeah,
but
okay.
I don't hear it too often.
Don't know it by heart? Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I know it by heart. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Is Kirchel Bully, if they, this is something which you had elsewhere, I don't know exactly what comes up here, but if Kirchel Bully, if they want to make you one of the town councilors, hey, this is let the Jordan River be your neighbor. In other words, get out of the country. It's not good to join the Tveria town council, obviously. Our Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kovlinli b'lerushus." You can complain to the government, to the mayoralty, the pater mibuli, to get out of being one of these town councilors. Our Rabbi Yochanan says, "Loving b'chaburas mitzvah, loving b'ribis chaburas mitzvah, and borrow money at interest in order to make up this group to which they have to do a mitzvah, so to make a siyum, ulikidish chodesh, and in order to consecrate the new moon. Rabbi Yochanan av al knishtad b'tzafra, Rabbi Yochanan would go into the base marriage in the morning, umlaki piruin, and he would gather the crumbs left on the floor after there had been a sudas of chodesh the night before, v'achan he would eat them. V'amar he said, yeichoki mani kidish ha yarcho hacha rumshis, let my portion be with those who mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh yesterday here at night. So actually this might be one of the earliest sources for Shirayim, right? He's going into that room and he's gathering the crumbs off the floor. Okay? Says Mar further, Ach on the veil of the Tervish Gotzer, Motzim Yisroel So. What, why is he examining that case? Because Yisroel So means his parents afflict him. Velo Yishmar Kolom, he doesn't listen to them. Yotzo Zeh, as opposed to this individual, Afilu B'kol Ovi Sheba Shamayim, Eno Shamei, doesn't even listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore you can't make him to Ben Saramar, he's just a regular criminal. Okay?
When you just say the drasha, in Eno Shamei, Kol Noa, Shemassim, Kolom Shavim or something?
What's next, coming up.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Kodem Mishal Aviv, if he's next part. Kodem Mishal Aviv, if he stole from his father, Baruch B'shul Saviv, and ate in his father's domain, or Mishal Achem, he stole from others, Baruch B'shul Achem, and ate in the other's domain. Mishal Achem, he steals from other people, Baruch B'shul Saviv, and he eats in his father's domain. Ain't no chai, ain't no ass, Ben Sarmore, doesn't come Ben Sarmore. until he steals from his father, and eats in somebody else's domain. Rabbi Yosef Yudomer, Ad Shigno, Mishal Aviv, Mishal Imo, he's got to steal from both his father and mother. I was talking to Rabbi Yishon that the Ben Tzomor gets punished for the first theft. Minayin, how do we know? So the Orson Mayach switches around two lines here. Should be, lo signovu. The pasuk in Vayikra, which is talking about the generic prohibition of stealing, that includes kidnapping. Alright, as far as the Gneva Shnia Minayin, how we know that you need a second warning when you see him steal again? So that because it says, lo signov. This should be lo signov, not refers to lo signov of Aseres HaDibros. Because you know, the things in the context of Aseres HaDibros are meant to be capital crimes, right? So therefore, it includes a classic case, which includes the case of a kidnap, which is classical crime, is a capital crime. But you're including also the Ben Tzomor and the second warning, because in the second warning he's susceptible to getting the death penalty. Okay? Once he's stolen once and eaten once, and the second time he gets put to death. Okay. Now, we learned once on topic, we go Tangent. Thank you. Lo signovu. When it says do not steal in Kedoshim, it's going out Manas, which is Pasha actually. Manas make it even in order to cause anguish. In other words, don't steal even if you intend to give it back, but you have some ulterior motive for stealing. Lo signovu. Manas shrine. Don't steal even with the intent to give pay back. To pay back, not only that, not to pay back Tashlumi Kefel, to pay back double. Or Amanasa Shan Tashlumi Arachavish, or to steal, to pay back four or five times. Bagamomer, Lo Signova Shocha. Not only that, but you shouldn't steal your own stuff. Meachar HaGanav, from somebody else who stole from you. In other words, you shouldn't steal back what was stolen from you. Why Shlo Tirego Ne? Because you shouldn't look like you're a thief. To steal back from people, you know, could be you know you're stealing back, but other people don't know you're stealing back, so it looks like you're thieving yourself, right? That's no good. Okay? Says Umara, Ben Bagba Gomer, the Bible says, Osignova Shocho, or just that. Rabbi Abob, and Rabbi Yochashem, Rabbi Yoshe said, Enochai Vachigra Mos, you're only allowed to steal money. Rabbi Yoshe said, Enochai Vachigra Mos. He said, you only have if you make light of money. What does he mean, make light of money? So he says here, Ma'osh is the most. What do we tell you about when he says that he makes a mockery of the money? In Buhuda, Marachalacha Chamisha, Vabli Tlasiv, he says to the counterman, he has $5, give me three, which are worth, I guess, $3. Then, Shatu, he's an idiot because he could have gotten five because he paid $5. It's only in three portions, so he's an idiot. Halachatlasa, he says, here's $3. Vahavi Chamisha, give me five of these things. Barnashu, he's a good person, he's a smart person. So if that's the case, El Kiran Kayamim. What's a case where a person is considered to be a mezalzel of money? So we're talking about a case like this. Buhuda Amar Demar Holcha Misha. It's a guy who says, here's $5, Vavli Chamisha, and give me $5 of merchandise, even though he could have gotten for less. That's basically what it boils down to. Where somebody who is mezalzel, or somebody who could have gotten, he pays $5 for that which is worth $5. Might be worth a little bit less than $5, but he pays it in order to get the stuff, even though he's not really thinking properly. So if you would pay, if it's stuff for which you would pay $5, he only needs $3 worth of meat in order to, it's hot in here. You're still very cold?
No, I'm not. It's just the thing that the fan turned off.
Yeah.
It's cool outside.
Not too cool outside. Not cool enough for me. I'm still exhausted. You have something which is worth $3. and he pays $3 and that's what he needs, then he's off the hook. Something which is worth $5 and he pays $3, he's a sharp businessman, even though he doesn't need the $5 thing, but he's a true businessman. He sees it for sale, he's going to get it. If he sees something worth $3 and he pays $5 for it, it's not a shoita. You can't convince her more, right? It's a shoita. The case of convince her more is he sees something worth $5, but he doesn't need the whole $5 of it. But he'd rather have it in order just to be done with and fulfill his taiva, and therefore he's willing to pay the $5, even though it's only worth what he's going to eat, $3. That's a ben sormor. He's zolel money. He's derisive of the money which he's using. Okay? Got that? Okay. So, again, the three... 5 for 5 is okay. No, sorry. 5 for 3 is okay. 3 for 5 is an idiot anyway. The question is 3 for 3 for sure okay. The question is 5, 5, 4, 5. That's the question. That's the case we could be a ben sormor. Okay? Says the Mora, Haitinoganav, Haitinogazlan. What's the topic? Off topic. What's a ganav and what's a gazlan? I'm Rabbi Hila. They said, ganav is bifnei edim. It's only in front of witnesses, but not in front of anybody else. Obviously, you want to be mechayvim, so it's got to be in front of witnesses, right? So, ganav bifnei edim, ganav. If a person steals in front of witnesses, he is a ganav. But he's ganav mivnei abaylim, if he goes in broad daylight and robs the waif, the baylim, the owner, then he's a gazlan. Okay? So if it's only in front of Edim, then he's a ganav. If it's also in front of the baylim, that makes him a gazlan. Abzir, boy, Abzir, ask me, out of this case, I feel in this gavin, lagozla, lagzela, even if he had a mind to steal. And he had a mind to steal from the master. Ain't a gozlan. He's not considered to be a gozlan. I forgot why not.
What a gozlan is if he goes in the night time or in the basement.
That's a ganav.
That's a ganav?
Yeah.
So how could it be in front of Aiden?
What?
Would you say
the
Ganav is in front of Edom? Well, if he's a
Mach Terrace,
there's no Edom.
Sure, there ain't. He's going to Mach
Terrace. But it's in the middle. Isn't he going in the middle of the night?
So they can't kill him unless they see him. They'll see him inside. They'll see him trapped inside. They'll see him. One second. Brazier boy, Brazier asks like this. Four lights on the bottom. Meata, that's case. I feel this guy in the Xela. Even in mind to steal, and he had in mind to do it in front of the victim. Ain't a gazlan. He's not a gazlan. Beidino gazlan. What would be a gazlan? I'll die to Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Sutta, B'shem Rabbi Avo. I should send him if they have Sarab Nei Adam. You only consider be a gazlan if you could steal in front of 10 people, right? You make a arm round in front of 10 people. That makes you into a gazlan. No less than that.
So, now, what's the distinction between ganav and gazlan?
A ganav is anything less than 10 witnesses.
Okay.
A gazlan is 10 or more witnesses. Which is not like we learned in the Chumash. We learned in Chumash Rashi that a ganav is, like you said, in secret, and gazlan is in public. But he's defined, it could be he's just defined public for you. A public is 10. I don't know exactly what he's doing. That's his own 10. Okay? So, Vedino Gagon, Binav Shabakulam, how many of Xela has to be public? Because what's the major archetype or case Bina Shagula, the major case is Vayigzol Sokhovich Yana Miti Vayar Geu Bechaniso, where he, this is in front of a large crowd of people, that he stole the spear, one of David's generals stole the spear from the Egyptian, and he killed him with his the sword or whatever it was. So we see here be that as it may, that gezeila is taking something away from the owner with great force. Okay? That's what you see from this pasuk. Is that clear?
Yeah.
I know great force is the right word, but in public. That's what I meant to say, in public. Okay? Sedmar for the lockdown. Aviv Rotzeh, his father wanted to kill him. The Imo Eino Rotzeh, his mother doesn't want to kill him. Or Imo Rotzeh, his mother wants to kill him. The Aviv Eino Rotzeh, his father doesn't want to kill him. Eino Nazeh Ben Tomer, he doesn't come Ben Tomer. Adche, Yush, Neyem Rotzeh, until they both want. Rabbi Huda, if his mother is not suitable for his father, that means aesthetically that they don't have similar features. So Einon Asa Ben Sarmari doesn't become Ben Sarmari. They have to actually have similar features in order for Ben Sarmari to be killed according to Abiyuda, which is a shocking concept, but that's what he says. But the Baal, I think, brings down a drasha that they both speak together, so therefore they both say, see, the same thing, something like that, but the Yerushalmi doesn't mean it that. Says Gideim, if one of the parents was an amputee, ochiger or limped, o elim or even if his mother is not suitable for his father in terms of yichus, still can review it as long as they're compatible in the way they look, that's sufficient to be chay because of Ben Sormore. In other words, not to be, let's say, a koi married a grusha. Their child could still be a Ben Sormore review as long as they look similar with parents. Because then I guess they should be on the same page in terms of raising
them. Total agreement. Not only in
right, but it does have to be actually legitimate marriage. You see, the parents doesn't have to be legitimate. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying.
Oh.
Okay? And there's still been some more. Ask some more now, technical question. When it says he's stealing from each one, how does the mother have anything? Yisrael Bun said, depart, we can explain. But who the harvest nasva the urine, father shore of the garamino. Now, the way the Ephraim brings it down. If you look at the bottom, he says what this means is that the word diurin should be the Roman diurnum, which is like the English per diem. So she gets a certain allowance. So she gets a certain allowance. If he steals from an allowance, so that's stealing from her. Okay? So that's how he learns it. So you see, even he brings down the Roman word, the Latin word down there in the footnote. So there's another shot, but I forgot what it was. He brings down all right, that's the best shot. In any event, the Shai Torah brings down another shot. So it's a certain pshat of Gilan Ephraim. See, the way he changed gear says with a case where a man gave his wife money. In order it should be to make not shoro but adashirin, in order to make necklaces. So that's her money because it's going to her jewelry. So Ashirin actually I think it's bracelets. So then therefore, in that case, he can steal from his mother who has her own independent source of a bank account for that case. Okay. Basically, those are trying to bring down cases where you're stealing from a mother, and we say that it's not actually all owned by the father. So therefore, the mother would have separate dominion. So one of those is where she gets a per diem, and the other is where a case where she got money for jewelry allocated to her already. So those are cases where she has her own money, and where the Ben Sarmar can steal from her.
Did you say that she brought that in as property she owned before she got married?
Yeah, but then usually the husband takes it over as well. Usually, so much the husband gets. Okay? So that's, but we still would have to come up with this idea of how the husband didn't acquire this new same below the seats on bars or what it is. Okay. He says the Mishnah further. If one of the parents was an amputee, or chiger, or lame, or ilame, or dumb, or sumo, or blind, or cheresh, or mute, ve'enon aser ben samar, he can't become ben samar. Shem it says v'tavsubo, they grab him below gedumah. Not they don't grab his stumps. Otzio, they take him out. Lo chigrim, they don't take out people who can't walk or lame. Ramulo, they have to say to him, no, Ramru, they say, lo ilmin. It means that can't be people who are mute. Benenu say, our son, lo sumin. They have to be able to point him, so can't be blind. And in Shrambuko, he doesn't listen to what we have to say. Below Kershim, excludes that mutes. Matzim of Nei Shlosha, they warn him from three Malkin or so, and they give him Malkus Chazer Kilkel, goes bad again. Nidon Besrim and Shlosha. In search of a 23, he may well be put to death. Beno Nisgal is still not stoned. That Yusham Shlosha will be showing to him, unless the three ritual justices are part of the 23 new justices. Shemet says, Beneinu Zeh, our son over here. Zehu Shaloka Vivnechem, that's the one who was afflicted in front of you. Okay? Kishem Shatoresh Avi Bavi Vimo Kacha Dor Zikne Basin. Just like you say the Joshua by that's father and mother, so to the same Joshua by Basin. By whose candidate to be in Basin? Shneimar says, V'yotzu, Pradu Chaygrim, that Basin has to go out and go out. That excludes lame people. Vraman, that to say, Pralimim, that excludes mute people. Our hands are not spilled, probably given that excludes people who have only stumps. That excludes blind people. Just like Basin is complete in its justice, so too that the complete in their limbs. If one of the first set of three judges was died, then the condemned does not get does not hang, or not get exactly the same thing. He doesn't get stoned, nor does he get hanged. The lomas isus in remisha eno niskal chusham shlosha rishonim. That is the not stoned until the three original justices are there. So Rabbi Yishai shlosha shlota shlota maria said din sheni rishon. You might say that the cancel the first case altogether, the first settlement, right? And this becomes the first settlement instead. Okay, tzarech should be meimah. That's to tell you, Rabbi Yochanan to tell you what he meant to say. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if one of the original set is killed, you don't go on with it. So what's it going to tell us? Yeah, it's an interesting thing. The Rabbi Yehuda says if one of the first guys died, one of the first judges, they can't replace him in the second court, and the guy is exempt. So the court's partial because it has to be that the same three guys are there at the end, which are at the beginning. So he says the Chiddush goes even further. The Chiddush goes that you can't consider this the first case. Meaning you might say the second case counts as first case. Once you cancel the first case, because those judges are no longer around, all right, so at least say the second case now becomes the first case. Can't even do that.
So it's off on a technicality.
It's off on a technicality, that's right. It's off on a technicality. Can't consider the second case. So the Varsimechas, why not? Consider the second case to be his first case, because the Chora, even though it was warned, you might put the death. So Musa Davra Chomer is Musa Davra Kaf. You warn for a more severe thing. By default, you are warned for a less severe thing as well, because B'chlam Masai Mon, it's included in the transaction, right? So the Ursa Man has the question. He says very interestingly. He says, you know, in this case, it's different. In this case, the kid might think, well, my parents will give me up, what it means just by doing prison time or having to pay a fine, right? But they're not going to give him up when... They're not giving up me, they're not giving up the authorities if he's facing the death sentence. Right? They'll hide him or they'll do something for him, but they're not giving him to the authorities. So therefore, he had smichus das. He was sure that he won't be put to death. He didn't have smichus das, though, that he's not going to be flogged within an inch of death. And he may well... be a problem. So therefore, you can't say here Musa Davra Chomer is Musa Davra Kal, because the Davra Chomer might not transpire. Yeah, I said it badly. Let me stand up and I'll say it right. Case is like this. Case is... What? Let's make a simple question on the Gemara. The Gemara's question is like this. The Gemara says you can't consider the second case, the case which would be capital, to be the first case and lower it down to a Malchus case, to a flogging case. Why is that? As to a Smecha. The Gemara, any time you have a case which could be judged on the higher penalty, you can dumb it down to the lower penalty. So why could you do that here, right? Musa Davra Chomer, have a Musa Davra Kav. You should be able to lower it. So the Yerushalmi, so the Mor Sameach says, no, but here it's different, because he says, the reason why Musa Davra Chomer is Musa Davra Kav is because he knows he's going to get zapped. So he's willing to accept the lesser zapping because it's a better zapping for him. He knows he's going to get zapped. Here, Punk Fakir, here, the guys, the Ben Samora, the first case, the first Aver is, well, he's commit, so he knows there that he's going to actually get Malchus if he's caught. Because he knows his parents will flog him. But on the contrary, the second time around, he doesn't believe his parents are actually going to bring him to the basin and let him die. That's something which is beyond his scope to perceive. So therefore, in that case, since that's something which is beyond his scope to perceive, so therefore in that case, Musa Davra Chora will not be Musa Davra Chora, because he doesn't believe that the penalty which is being pronounced is even a valid penalty. So he doesn't look at this Hasra as being serious. So therefore you can't say that this is the first Hasra. Again, the second Hasra, which is given for death, cannot be defaulted down to a plain lav type of Hasra, because a plain type of lav Hasra he really accepts because he assumes it's going to happen. But a Hasra which comes on the basis of a death penalty he assumes not going to happen, maybe that's why he accepted it. I don't know if I explained any better this time.
So you're saying there's the fault in his acceptance of the Hasra.
Right.
So regardless of whether the original three judges are in the base of 23 or not.
No, because then he knows he's up for the second higher, more severe charge. And he knows that they're for real about this. So that's why the reality has to set in. Only sets in if there's somebody else there from the first court. Otherwise, and then we continue on to the second case. But if it looks at all like he's starting from scratch, then we say, yeah, well, Malchus he accepted upon himself, perhaps, but he's not going to accept upon himself
so
to go from Misa to Malchus.
People that want capital punishment in America versus the ones that want to abolish it, because they're saying that if there's no capital punishment, there's no deterrent for committing a crime that...
Only because it's his parents who are going to prosecute him. Bear in mind, he didn't steal from anybody else, so therefore he's only afraid of him as a capital crime. Okay. Says Allah above. Barach Hachlonim Mardino, if their child, the Ben Sarmar fled before they completed his court case. Chagah Chaykim Sokaratachnam, before they brought him back, he became beyond 13 and a half, so he was moved beyond the limit of Ben Sarmar. So, Potter is a grab. The Mishnig Mardino Barach, if whoever wants his judgment was completed, he fled. And then his lower beard was completed around the organ. So then Chayim is liable because the death sentence was pronounced at the right time. Says Marm Rabbi Yeshua, that Sachli Zira Mishu Manchu Sholaim. zero from the people of Yerushalayim are the following. Shloshin, there are three shemesh she'im bikshu limchov, they decide they want to be moichol, moichlin, they're allowed to be moichol. Ve'elan is a soita, the husband is soita, of course, so ben sora mora, and the wayward son, v'zakin mamre, and a rebellious elder, Alpi Basin, who rebels against Basin. Sota, what's the chiddush? V'lo masnisa, he's not a price, her husband doesn't want to drink, make her drink. She doesn't have to drink. So her mother said, "No, perhaps actual nichtava megillah." Right, that may be true before the megillah for the sota is written. Asameim that says to come and tell us. I feel me she nichtava megillah. Even once the megillah is written already, that. The Karinag. The Shalonim Chok HaMegillah. What?
The Karinag after it's
written?
He can renege after it's written?
Yeah, that's what it's saying here. Yeah. What?
I suppose
the other way to go. No, you're right. This Gemara holds differently.
Oh.
This Gemara holds even after it's written. There's also a way the Megillah was not erased. But if the Megillah was already erased, lo b'dah, if in that case we do not let him off the hook. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ben Sora More, is it not our Mishnah that it never existed? His father wanted and his mother didn't want, to put him to death. Imarot, his mother wanted. Or Ben wrote that his father does not want. Remember they said actual Amar Bedin. We might have said that that's only before they sit in judgment. I lost my train of thought. Just a second. Let me go back to the lines. Ben Tzor Mori, you can be Moichel. Lomastisi is our Mishnah. Basically, our Mishnah tells you can be Moichel. Says, Hoya Avi Rotzev, Imeino Rotzev. If one of the parents wanted and not the other, Imo Rotzev, Avi Reino Rotzev. So our Mima, we said, Achel Ava Bedin, yeah, it's all one long run on sentence. Sayyamam and Meymar, they thought to say, Achlo Omad Bedin, Asal Meymar Elcha, or feel Omad Bedin.
Isn't that first part is different than the prior Gemara?
What?
Sayyamam Meymar, but the first part, Hayyam wrote, Sevi Imalayna wrote, Sayyamam Meymar, Achlo Omad Bedin. This case applies to work where. It wasn't the Gemara.
Thank you. Okay. You got it. Thank you. It's going to tell us, in other words, why does Rabbi Yeshua and name Rabbi Zia tell us that there are three cases in which you can be Moichel? Chorah Mishnah says to be Moichel. It says his father wants it and the mother doesn't want it, the mother wants it, the father doesn't want it, etc., right? So the other side is obviously Moichel. Right? So he says that, yeah, that's how you would know from the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Braisa is. Or the statement of Rabbi Yosha, to be more correct, is that again, Rabban and Sarvi, remember, they wanted to say seven of our Machlon, but then that they only change until the court, they claim until the court case comes along. As many as can tell, so feel Amma Bedin, even once the court case began, they can still renege. Bishaloni Madin, as long as the judge is not pronounced. Obviously, Madin, once the judge is pronounced, but they obviously can't renege at that point. Zogim Mamre, when is Zogim Mamre, when can they renege with Vim? When can they be Moichelim? Dode Te Mar Shalol Lor Go. They Moichelim not to kill him on top of him, give him an off. Avar Zero Lo, but they can't put it back to his previous position of stature as a Chocha. Avar Zero Lo, Avar Zero Solom Komo. Ukshabas, the Eitzar of Yudah Ben Beseir on the Tzivin, and they can't have Yudah Ben Beseir by the Tzivin, to visit him, Al Shnaim Odli, he could see me on 2 points, while Echod Lo Hodoli. And at one point, he didn't concede to me. In other words, he conceded on Soita the Mechila Shaykh. There also been Sor Morish Mechila Shaykh, but not by this case of Zorki Marmi, right? Zorki Marmi, he says you can't be Moichel him. Why? Shalom. Kadei Shalom Yarbu Machlokes Bisro. There shouldn't be so much Machlokes Tam Bisro. Matan Bei Shammai. What's Rashi Bisham? Now Bisham is still not actually in our Gemara.
It's a classic difference between the other two cases in Zaki Mamre. Zaki Mamre has to be the best, and has to be the best that our God has to be
lawful. They would have to be lawful. That's right.
Institution. That's why it's almost
the first two are.
But they shouldn't relinquish that.
This is a public crime.
Right, public crime. It's hard to be lawful.
Okay, maybe that's all what the Gemara means to say.
Who would be the one to lawful?
The Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin have to do it. Maybe that's what the Gemara means to say. Well, then Gemara tries to include. Okay, Matan the Beis Shammai. What's the logic of Beis Shammai? Now, Beis Shammai is not put down in our Gemara. The Bnei Moshe brings it down. And it's in the, it says there that if their husbands die of the sotos before they drink, Beis Shammai says they get the ksuva. They gain because their husband died prior to them drinking. They get the ksuva and they don't drink. The soul says, you know what, you're right, you don't drink, but they don't get the ksuva either, because their husbands died in the state of being forbidden to the wife, so there is no ksuva. Okay? So it says, Mamatan Beishamai, what's the Rajah Beishamai, that if he dropped dead, then she still gets the property. So it says, more, what did she say? Havali Bailey, give me husband, Vani Shoise, and I'll drink. Right? I'll drink my soita water. So now my fault that he died. So give me whatever. He can't. In other words, she's only suffic meritorious in the ksuva, and therefore she can't collect from the ksuva. Says more time and even lived over there. Apogem is ksuva. Somebody who claims her ksuva was only partially paid, but was partially paid. So then loti part el b'shua. She can only collect money based on a assistance of b'shua. Time to learn about Pokemes. This is only talking about a girl who claimed that part of Ksuva was already, she already got paid. But not by a Pokeses. Love Pokeses. What's a Pokeses? Keser. Oiso Ksuva was 200. Vio Maris, and she says money was only 100. Nifrash Shalobishwar. So in that case, she could collect from the husband's estate without a shvua. Why is that? Why can she live without a shvua? What?
She's been supportive of it. She said she got support
for it. Right.
It's more than
an incest. Yeah, but it's more than an incest in reverse, right?
Yeah,
The person who the claimant relinquishing half their claim.
Right.
Right. So it's the opposite. One of the Torah is where the defendant admits to half the claim. So if there's the other half the claim. Here the litigant relinquishes half of his claim. So therefore he's believed you don't have a shvur. Okay, because no nut would do that unless it's true. Right? So in any event, we don't care about the nuts. So it says, Marvin Vogemis Marvin Vogemis. This is what's interesting, a woman who says part of it's paid and the other one who says that it was worth less. Says, if she claims that she was paid part of it, there was business deals in the interim. They'll know something about it, people around, right? Vogemis, if she just said the sum was incorrect, there's no people around, therefore there's no proper testimony. Rabbi, me ask, come on, like it said over there, if one witness testifies that the document has been discharged, So that if the guy still wants to collect, he needs to take a shvua. Chavos assembly. Eida chod mida sheipchusa lo pati pachais el. If one witness testifies that it's broken, lo tipachis el b'shvua. Yeah, it seems that the Rebbe is asking a question. Find a brisa the other way. I'm going back a couple lines. But a little bit of English, but now. But like it says over there, one witness testifies that it's fully paid up. Nevertheless, going to collect with a shvua. Well, it's not nevertheless. If only one witness, a witness testifies on behalf of the prosecution, right? So, I lost my train of thought. Just a second. Let me start from Rabbi Yirmiyahu again because I'm lost. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks, "Come out of Tamar, Tamar, just like you say over there." But Eid Echon Meidah Shipura, one witness testifies that the document has been fully discharged. So now, that really puts the collector, meaning the woman, at a disadvantage, right? So if she wants to collect, she's got to take a shvua. There's one with the testifying that's already paid back, right? The kavasah sotu ve'edachom ida shibchusa. The one with the testifies that the obligation is less, so maybe she wants her to dispute that, she has to say a shvua. I'm ready to say, he said, b'shoa she'edachom ida shibchusa eino makushnayim. He says, when one witness testifies that it's paid up, he's not denying two witnesses. He's not denying two witnesses on the Shabbos, and it's just paid up. It ended up in the wrong hands. So then we believe that. If he testified that it was he testifies that it was actually less than what's signed, than what's written in the document, Machir says Hashanayim, he's actually clashing with the two witnesses in the document, and that he cannot do. So I'm sorry for this being so choppy, but you see how tired I am. But Eidechot Apocheses Ksuvasa is different than Pogemes Ksuvasa. Pogemes Ksuvasa is much worse. No, Poches is much worse. Because Pogemes, she doesn't deny, the Gemara is saying, there's no denial of the amount of what the transaction is. The question is whether she paid back something in the meantime. So there's no contradiction of the two witnesses. Could be the two witnesses when they testify in this document that so much was owed. In the meantime, there was some payments. So therefore, what's owed is less. So it isn't contradicting two witnesses. But a case where you have a Pocheses, so then she's claiming that the Ksuba itself, L'chatkilo, was less. Or, you know, he's claiming that. So that in that case, it's kind of accusing the witnesses who signed the document of an outright lie. Right? So that's much more serious accusation. So in that case, in the case of Pocheses, Pocheses Ksuvasa, she's not going to be believed at all. Pogemes Ksuvasa will be believed with a Shvua. Pocheses Ksuva won't be believed at all. Pogemes will believe the Shvua because it's not going against the two witnesses. Pocheses won't be believed because it's going against the two witnesses which are signed on the document. Okay? That's what he says. Tani learned by Lugirle Mishpah now. Bani Frash Loti Lo Bifanob. If she collects not in front of the debtor, right, not in front of her husband or deceased husband's heir, so, loyalty part of the shul, she's got to take an oath. From Adam Shlofar, do we collect from a person if he's not around? Amir said there are cases. Tipat Bashoah, Sharibis, Ochelspo, maybe where there's interest being charged. Who based in Goyman Ribis? So this is more actually this question. I understand. Why did they account? Basin doesn't collect on the honey. Well, that doesn't collect the interest. So it says more. Tipat there, Sha'orv Lominakum. We're talking about a case where Basin doesn't allow the interest per se to be collected, but it happens to be that there's somebody involved here as a goy, which makes the document work for Ribbis, guarantor, literally. So therefore, Basin will pay up quickly, from the property in order to avoid, or allow the payment for the property in order to avoid the subsequent ribis. Okay? Vatani, and then we learned that Bryce said, Yorisha Pagam Aviv, Shtarcho. This is a separate issue. We learned that an heir whose father had claimed that the shtar, which is which he has outstanding, is worth less. Aben gove below shvur. The father collects. He doesn't have to take the take the same shvur that the father took. V'zeh yofer aben mikochav. This is the son is superior to the father. Shav eno gove below shvur. A father can only collect when he's pogames, when he's pogame with a shvur. Or is the son collect even without a shvur? Amar Blazer says, "V'nishpa yira yishvur tira." You know what? He's not off the hook altogether. God take the shvur of an heir. What's the shvur of an heir? Shlupiktanu Abba, father did not command us anything. Shlomarlon Abba didn't say anything to us. Vishlomatir star ben shows the shab. We didn't see any document of our father's documents. Shastar is approved, which indicates that this document is redeemed. It needs a proof. If it would have been found redeemed, obviously, so then the whole thing would be null and void. Rishi boy Rabbi Yehas, Masis Rabbi Shammai, Zar Mishlei Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Shammai Nodlos Ksuva Velo Shoy, so he take the Ksuva and do not drink. So, so here too, it says, yeah, by soite can be moichel. So you moichel soite, get the ksuma, you don't drink, right? So the chora, there's mechila, and it's like beshara. So it says, then we also said, town beshamai. The shamai says over there by soite. The reason why she's on the hook and gets paid ksuma to Buddha is haveli ishti, because she says, so she says, I'll give him my husband, and he's shoy, so I'll train. But here, bedino yoa filu avi lo yishava. Here would be, the logic should be that even the father does not take a shvua where he's pulled him a document. Takona tiknu bo, nevertheless they made a takona. She yishava bo, they should take an oath. Uviv no lo tiknu. But by the son, they didn't make a takona of an oath. Became a chemes and matas beno al din Torah, because once he died, he put his son on the din Torah, and therefore the son does not inherit any necessity to make a shvur. It's chayv avi. However, it's chayv avi shvur based on the base already pronounced that the father is chayv to take a shvur. Umeis and he died a beno gove. The son does not collect unless then, in that case, the son must take a shvur. There's more to locate mano amrim. And he can't take a shvur, actually, so he can't collect. So there's more, he said, obviously, locate mano amrim. What else? He said, yeshna mar shvur of shvur, so no, because somebody bequeathed the shvur to his son. Amrabi Abba Rebbe said, okay, in summary, this is what it means to say. Pagim avi shtar bebeistin. Umeis, if somebody damages the star, questions the amount of the how much is paid back, and he dies, and a guy who doesn't collect. Chista by Chista asks, begin the Achtatim Pesiyon who Mafsin. I understand just because this guy went too. I'm sorry, I skipped too much. Amrei Bar Abba said. This is the way we have to, we would learn. With the father, there can't be more a shvur to his kid. The kid can't take a shvur, his father's chayv a shvur. But the way we learn is, part of his star based on his father had already cast aspersions on his own document based on the mason, he died. Ain't no go, but the son does not collect. That's my wife. It's not fair to the son. Rav Chisda boy, begin to all tat him, see, just because the father went two steps of basin. Umafsi, the kid loses out. He will come up, puts a chutzah basin, where the father to have questionability to start outside basin. Atmar goyve, you would say the son still collects the tiny problems. Nation pogo basin, because he questioned the validity of doctrine basin. Atmar, I know goyve, so he doesn't collect anymore. It's not fair, why should not collect? So therefore he says, if the son is pogo, if the father is pogo in the star, he wants to say, no matter where the father is pogo in the star, questions the facility in or outside a basin, the son can still collect. Okay, let's just go a little bit further because the next one is very easy and I always wake up a little bit at the end. Ben Soramar and Ito now Shum Soifo. Tomorrow will be better. Ben Soramar, even though tomorrow's Thursday night, but I'll be less tired, I hope. Ben Soramar and Ito Shem So. Ben Soramar is judged based on his end. Amar Territor said, Yom Musakai may die meritorious, Vayim Muschaya may not die liable. Shem Isoshin Shavisoim, the death of Ashoim Anoilam and Anoilam is a pleasure for them, pleasure for the world. Utsadikim, death of a tzadikim is Ralim, is bad them, Verolam, and bad for the world. The Shein Ashoim, plusly for the evildoers, Anoilam, Anoilam. That's why I fall asleep so much at night. It's good for the world if I fall asleep. Tzadikim, Ralim, Verolam, if tzadikim sleep, it's bad for them and bad for the world. Pizu Ashoim, scattering for Ashoim, is Anoilam, is pleasure for them, Anoilam, and pleasure for the world. Because they sin less and they cause less trouble. Tzadikim for tzadikim, ra'olam v'ra'olam, it's bad for them and bad for the world. Kills the shrine in gathering for the shrine, it's ra'olam v'ra'olam, it's bad for them and bad for the world. Tzadikim for the tzadikim, anoilam v'ra'olam, it's good for them and good for the world. Shekel or shrine, tranquility, it literally means silence for the shrine. Ra'olam, it's bad for them, ra'olam, it's bad for the world. Tzadikim for the tzadikim, anoilam, it's good for them, anoilam. Okay, tranquility, them is good. Tzavakosh Baruch Hashem perceived. Shesov said at the end of this Ben Soramar will be Asi Legamer Nichsayov is going to complete his father's property, Vatsuchsayimo and his mother's property, and Mekaper Vyeshlo Parshas Drachim is going to sit at a crossroads, and Mekaper Zabrios is going to steal from the creatures, Voroyek Zafashas, and kill people. And the worst thing is, for Sofer Shachar, someone's going to forget his learning to boot. For it's male if you rob and steal, rob and kill, but you still learn Torah. But if you don't learn Torah, after all said and done, that's the worst possible thing. So actually, the Mashbiach changes that. The Mashbiach puts the Sofer Shachar Talmudo after, before the Yoshua Parshas Drachim. So it's earlier on in the scale of erosion. But I like the way the Gemara reads like this better. It's cuter, right?
A lot of people practice that today.
Oh, yeah. So it's okay, as long as you're still learning. What?
I don't
know what some of the stuff is. It's not the Bavli. Amar Tera says, Yomus, but I think it's in the Sifri, or whatever it's called on the board. Amar Tera, the Tera says, Yomus Zaka, Va Yomus Chayv. Let him die meritorious before I steal ahead, not when he gets behind. Said the Mishnah there, the death of Rishonim is bad, good for them and good for the world. The Tzadikim, the death of Tzadikim, Ra'olam, is bad for them, Ra'olam, and bad for the world. Yain, wine, Mishena, and sleep. Rishonim, Anoilam, for Rishonim, it's pleasure for them, Anoilam, better pleasure for the world. Tzadikim, for the Tzadikim, Ra'olam, it's bad, Ra'olam. Our fellow brother said, you know what, even Tzadikim can drink a little bit. So obviously he was a chassid, Rabbi Lol, right? It's only if you drink wine and then sleep a lot. That's bad. But a little wine and not so much sleep is okay, because then it's good. Gives his slivus, right? The tzaddikim, they drink, and then they only sleep a little bit, and they should die to in order that they shall be able to be in proper frame of mind. So in a chanami, for them, it's good to drink, if they keep their drink down and don't have to sleep so much, because really not the drink which is bad, but the sleep which is bad. And if they can drink a little bit and sleep a little bit, then they're okay. Okay. Kima is a little bit. It's not kamea. Kima means a little bit. Kima is ktsat in Aramaic.